This is the Recycling, Scrap Metal, Commodities, and Economic Report, April 29, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell to 1.72 million tons, down 3% versus last year, and down 2.5% year-to-date. This was on slow U.S. manufacturing. U.S. natural gas price fell to $1.90 per million metric BTUs, the price of the 1980s. If adjusted for inflation, it's just a fraction of the 1980s price. This is great to keep costs down for American homes and businesses. WTI crude oil price rose to $83.72 a barrel on improving global demand and persistent supply concerns. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.1 million barrels per day, remaining near the all-time record. The U.S. remains the number one global oil producer in the world and the number two global exporter of crude oil. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell to 506, despite near-record production. Great U.S. technology makes the export of crude oil profitable. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $325 a gross ton. Prices could be steady for May. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $40.59 per hundredweight, which is $8.12 a ton on slow U.S. manufacturing. Copper price rose to $4.59, the highest in 2 years, on a bullish forecast and supply concerns. Aluminum price fell slightly to $1.16 a pound, which is $25.68 a metric ton. Still high though. Russian aluminum sanctions are causing price pressure. The U.S. March goods trade deficit widened to $91.83 billion, the largest in 11 months due to decades of bad socioeconomic policy. The good economy is driving imports of consumer goods. U.S. March Core PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. It rose 2.8% versus last year, above the 2.6% forecast. The economy is too good, so too much spending, therefore slow progress to the 2% inflation target. U.S. Q1 GDP economic growth slowed to an okay 1.6%, but below forecast on slower consumer spending, slower exports, and lower inventories. Some think that this could be revised up, though, but the slower growth helps reduce inflation. U.S. April S&P Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, which is manufacturing levels here in the U.S., it fell to 49.9, the lowest in 4 months. Remember that under 50 is contraction. Manufacturers drew down stocks, lead times improved, but demand slowed. U.S. March sales of new single-family homes soared 8.8% from February, despite high interest rates. This was on a strong economy and a record number of people working here in the United States. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 254 points to 38,240 on strong corporate earnings, but higher inflation readings. Roll-off trailers by Bentley, heavy-duty tandem axle to the extreme 8-axle roll-off trailers. Best in safety and uptime with the lowest owning and operating costs in the business and an average of 35-plus years to support those heavy hauling needs. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Crush Car Trailers, Lugger Trucks, Roll-Off Trailer Parts, and of course, Roll-Off Truck Parts for Galbraith, American, and more. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.